one mission with this podcast is to actually bring you the knowledge, the wisdom, the inspiration, and the experience from my entrepreneurial journey of 2 decades, and also the stories from other fearless entrepreneurs around the globe, so that you can see and really, really feel that you can be, do, and have whatever you desire. There are 3 pillars or foundations, fundamentals of this podcast that has been kind of stepping stones since day one. And these are money, mindset, and manifestation. As a business coach, business mentor, money is, you know, we love money. We love to talk about money here on this podcast. And, you know, money is an oxygen to the business, to your business. The Fearless and Successful Podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who design life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. You beautiful, fearless soul. Oh my freaking God. We're doing this. Season 8. And I know that I've been saying this with every launch of every season. I don't really know how we got this far, but we are here. Season 8. In this beautiful 2024, which is also a number 8, which is everything, which has everything to do with alignment. Where we are going with this podcast is so aligned with my purpose, with my mission, with my evolution, and the evolution of the Fearless and Successful brand, and also with this podcast. While I'm sipping my chocolate smoothie, I can't be more excited to share. I'm going to share 4 things with you. What has been the journey so far? I think, you know, it's really, really cool to just give you a little bit of inspiration and a little bit of what has this podcast, in terms of opportunities, gave me. And 2 is actually what we are expecting, what to expect from this podcast. And 3 is, what are our goals? What are we aiming? What we are looking forward to this year, this season, and also the invitation for you to contribute, to collaborate, and co-create the magic with this podcast. If this is your first time here, oh my God, I am so grateful. I am so, 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 so thankful that you chose to press play and to be here with our fearless community, which now counts more than 100 countries around the globe. And I'm just so humble, super, super humble that you chose this podcast among so many podcasts out there. And I, you know, one mission with this podcast is to actually bring you the knowledge, the wisdom, the inspiration, and the experience from my entrepreneurial journey of 2 decades, and also the stories from other fearless entrepreneurs around the globe, so that you can see and really, really feel that you can be, do, and have whatever you desire. There are 3 pillars or foundations, fundamentals of this podcast that has been kind of stepping stones since day one, And these are money, mindset, and manifestation. As a business coach, business mentor, money is, you know, we love money. We love to talk about money here on this podcast. And, you know, money is an oxygen to the business, to your business. And I will always be aiming to give you the permission to feel worthy of any money goals that you desire. But also, this has actually to do with mindset, but also like how to set proper money goals and what to actually think about when you are making money, when you are managing money, when, you know, all these things that have to do with manifestation and also mindset. And these are so intertwined, and I'm so blessed that I had some of the greatest mentors in terms of in this coaching or wealth industry. And I can truly say that, you know, money and entrepreneurial mindset and manifestation, when done right, they go hand in hand. And so throughout every single podcast episode, throughout my delivery of my wisdom, I will be actually, you know, using these three pillars, but also bringing guests who are experts on these three topics. Okay, so let's get this party started. This is not going to be a long one. I always do these solo episodes around 22 minutes. So, you know, we're on the clock, and I'm just going to lay the foundation or the expectation of where we're going in this season 8. So the journey so far, you know, the evolution of the brand and the Fearless and Successful podcast has been such an incredible journey. And now when I look back, you know, when we started this podcast in 2019, oh my goodness, it's even like, ooh, you know, when I see this journey back, I'm just, wow, there was so many times when we pivoted, when we changed how we do business and changed how we do this podcast. But also, there were few things that really kept me going. And that is, you know, even if you are thinking about starting a podcast, or you started your podcast and you're thinking, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel, I just don't feel like it. So here's like one or two things that I want you to just think in terms of drivers and motivation. I want you to always have in focus why you even started, or why do you want to start your podcast. For me, the journey so far has been changing, but there was one thing that always remained the same, and that is my why. I started this podcast because I actually, one, I wanted to improve my English, and two, because I really wanted to connect with an interview, actually to gain knowledge and to gain just the insights from other incredible female entrepreneurs at that time. And oh my gosh, you know, this podcast had some of the best industry leaders, like, you know, I'm not going to even name them, but if you've been around and you listen to Season 6 was, or season 5 and 6, they were like exploding. That was the time when I really, when this podcast grew beyond any expectations. And we had John Lee Dumas, you know, the godfather of podcasting world. We had my dear mentors, Ajit Navaka and Nita Bhushan. I think Nita came twice on the podcast. I also had Jason Goldberg, who was part of the EverCoach journey back then, and he is an incredible mentor to me. Selena Sue, who was my mentor, and I had so many great mentors on this podcast, and we wrapped up season 7, you know, with some of the most incredible female leaders out there. Co-founder of Mind Valley, Christina Lacchiani. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I would love for you to go back and just, you know, this is the holy grail of everything that I stand for now. How to, you know, be flossom. And if you haven't yet, just go back. This is the last episode of season 7, and it's really, really full of gems. And every season, in every season, every episode is my own evolution as an entrepreneur, as a change maker, as a leader, and also, like, you know, the people who are coming are a representation of where I am in my journey right now. So yeah, the journey so far has been incredible, but that was like, really, why am I doing this? So one, to really, the first was, I'm still improving my English. I still can't find, sometimes I can't find words. And two is just to connect and co-create with incredible minds around the globe. And this is still, it's still the same. The why is still the same. We have no agenda to monetize this podcast until now. Of course, we have been, you know, gracefully invited to be for sponsorships, and I think we are ready for that journey in 2024. This is now already the second part, what to expect. We are, you know, the big scary goal is 1 million downloads, and yeah, it seems like, oh, you know, it took us so long to get here, but it's also, yeah, I think we can do it. And it's like, you know, going from 100,000 to 1 million is a big, you know, it's a 10x growth. And I think, you know, with your help and also with my dedication, my commitment to reach as many people as possible, I think we can make it. And it's going to be really, really fun to be on this journey together with you guys. So that's what to expect, you know. We're going to have epic people. And these are, you know, as I'm kind of, I went through my whole full-blown spiritual awakening in 2023. So I had decided that, you know, in 2021, when we launched the first business retreat where spirituality meets strategy, that's when I knew that I'm going to be, you know, working and really collaborating in different settings with spiritual gangsters. And yeah, that's where we are actually going and aiming for in 2024. Really, like, this incredible spiritual community. Yeah, we had basically like that in season 20, in 2023, in season 7, these kind of people. But we're continuing with really like spiritually awakened people who bring their gifts and magic, and they're so conscious and aware of how to contribute, and their desire to contribute is so, so big. And that's what I'm all about, just to give back and to contribute to your happiness and to your abundance and to your feel good. And yeah, so that's what you guys can expect from this podcast. And the goals, as I already mentioned, is, you know, we're going to have, so this is a little bit like logistics. We're going to be continuing with 2 episodes per week, 1 on Tuesday, 1 on Thursday. And we are changing all of the time. And one is going to be, of course, the interview, and one solo episode. And why we change a little bit of a setting. Thankful Tuesday is going to be where I do really these spotlights, and where I am so, I'm coming from a place of gratitude, and just, you know, being grateful that I have a community of people that I can bring on to you. Yeah, it's going to be a Thankful Tuesday where we invite guests and we share guest episodes. And then we're going to have Thought Thursday, where I'm just going to bring my thoughts and my little downloads to you. And yeah, it's Thursday and you're getting some thoughts to think about it, you're getting thoughts to think about it. You're getting some insights to think about it and to also get a little bit inspiration of your own journey, for your own business and your own life. How you can contribute? Well, there are several ways. Wherever you're listening to this, I'm sure you have a button where it says, you know, review, follow, subscribe, whatever that is on the platform that you're listening to this podcast. Please hit that, because that also signals to the vortex of podcasting platforms that, yeah, this is a good stuff. Or if you have a feedback and you want to share with us, also share the review, because that is so, so important. We want to hear from you. I read every single review, and this is the best contribution that you can make. So we can improve, we can get better, and I really, really listen to you guys, and this is so important for me to get that feedback from you. So yeah, hit follow, subscribe, and also review. On Spotify, you also have something that is called Q&A or something like that. You can also record a voice note and, yeah, share with me. What do you want to hear? What are the topics that you want me to cover? Are there any particular guests that you are like, I want you to have this guest on your show? Let me know. You can also email us at hello@dianalugolipa.com. And share, you know, if you would love to be on the podcast, or you have a guest that would that you consider a great fit for our show, please do not hesitate. You know, let's bring these people on. Let's have some fun. Fun will always be driving force of the show. We always are ready to play. No matter how hard we work, we play harder. And this is actually the theme of the year, you know, to have so much fun and to bring joy into your life and into your business. And yeah, as I said, this is going to be a journey where we co-create. I'm really excited. So yeah. So these two things, go on the platform, plus press follow, subscribe, give me a review, and also a rating. And also the second thing, just, you know, send an email or send a voice note. Let us know who you want me to interview, or if you want to be a guest. Yeah, don't hesitate. Let's do this. It's Fearless and Successful Season 8. Oh my God, we are doing it. I am so grateful. I'm so excited. And let's do this. My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you. And I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me @DianaLugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.